Today on the White Coat Investor Podcast, we have one of our sponsors, Brian Martin. Brian is the founder and managing partner of Taxstra. Okay, Taxstra stands for tax strategist, and you can find them at taxstra.com or go on to whitecoatinvestor.com/taxstra. Brian, welcome to the podcast.
Glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about why you decided to start this firm and what you do.
So we started Taxstra 3 years ago. We're a firm that specializes in high income earners, such as physicians. We do a lot of real estate investors, and we do small business owners. So we want to get out there and help them achieve all the tax savings they could get. And obviously, one thing that we see is like a lot of tax strategists, they look at the big tax picture, but they don't always look at just what your ROI is going to be overall. So we look at trying to get you the most income in your pocket and not necessarily always looking for the deductions on everything.
And you're married to a doc, correct?
That's correct. So she's an OB.
Gives you a little bit of insight into the unique lives of unique financial lives of physicians anyway.
Yeah. So I've lived it. So we had the financial constraints in the early in life. So you do medical school and residency. So you're delaying your higher income. And then you go in and you get hit with this big tax bill all of a sudden. And it's not always as much money take home as what a lot of people think from the outside of what physicians take. I mean, your readers and listeners are probably very familiar with this. We have a lot of clients that come over from White Coat Investor. So they're all very familiar with the challenges that we face in this situation.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of a day recording here where I'm spending about 5 hours in front of a camera. And my last presentation was to my residency program down in Arizona, actually. And one of the things I was pointing out to them was that most of you will have a higher tax bill than your current salary. And that's appalling to new physicians to realize that we have a very progressive tax system and they've hardly been paying anything for the last 30 years of their life. And now they're going to make up for it. So it's appalling. And a lot of people just hate paying taxes. And even those who don't mind it, you know, don't feel like leaving a tip to the IRS anyway.
Exactly.
We mentioned before we started recording, you know, that there are some typical client profiles and maybe how you might think about each of these as we go through them. So let's go through these one by one. The first one is a single doc that's getting paid on a W-2 or a married, you know, dual W-2 high income earners where both spouses want to continue working. What kind of, you know, tax strategizing should those folks be thinking about?
Yeah. So one thing that we really point them to is one of the assets that you created was that White Coat Investor waterfall. So we're kind of looking at, first, we want to get the free money that you get with your match. And then we look at the different retirement accounts. Like when you're that W-2 earner, you're just kind of limited on what you can do. So we really try to focus on retirement accounts. And then if some of our clients are interested in real estate, we start looking at short-term rentals. I know that's something you're familiar with and that you like as a potential, but there's just a lot of work that goes with them too. So you don't always necessarily have to do short-term rentals, but there are a lot of tax benefits with bonus depreciation. And then if you start doing the cost segregation studies on that, that can be some substantial tax savings.
Yeah, being able to use that short-term rental loophole to use that depreciation that normally would only shelter, you know, passive income, being able to use that against your active income is awfully powerful when it comes to building wealth. You're absolutely right about that. What about the new, you know, there's SALT changes this year with the OBBBA, and I suspect that's affecting a lot of your clients.
It is, and that's one of the big things we're planning about. So for those that don't know, SALT stands for state and local tax. So that's your income tax by state of California or state of Illinois, and it's your property taxes too. Those are the two primary ones that clients are paying. So before that was capped at $10,000, but recently in the one big beautiful bill, it went up to $40,000. So that's great for most of our clients. But once you start hitting that $500,000 income limit, it starts to phase out at 30% for every dollar you make over $500,000 until it reaches $600,000 when it goes back down to the original cap of $10,000. So we really want to focus on trying to alleviate that for our clients because not only are you getting taxed at a high tax bracket, usually if you're at the 35% bracket there already. And then if you're paying 9% to California or whatever your state income rate is at that point, you also get hit with losing that deduction. So that deduction, when it phases out, you lose another $30,000 on that $100,000 income on deductions. And if it's a 35% tax, like you're paying almost an additional $55,000 in tax just on that $100,000 income. So it gets really hairy for a lot of our clients. So we're really trying to, like, any client that's making between 500 and 600, we're really trying to get them down to under 500 at that point.
Hopefully by, you know, things like tax deferred contributions and HSA contributions, those sorts of things, right?
Yep, exactly.
Not necessarily just quit earning money.
I mean, that's, no, it's a good problem to have.
Technique, but, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to kind of the second hypothetical group of clients. Married, one spouse is earning way more than the other on a W-2. Let's talk about some strategies they might be able to use.
Yeah, and that's where we start to look at getting a little more creative. Like, obviously, we still look at the retirement accounts and everything. But at that point, we look at the short-term rental loophole, which you can do with the dual income, but maybe not always have the time available. Like, my spouse and I, we both work full-time, and we got 9 long-term rentals, but we don't do short-term rentals because of the time constraints. So you can do the short-term rental loophole. We also look at real estate professional status, which gives you a lot of same benefits as short-term rentals, but you don't have to manage a short-term rental. And then the last one we look at is possibly setting up some side businesses for the spouse that's not working or the spouse that is working.
Okay. And then, of course, I suspect the biggest category of clients you work with, business owners. These are people that tend to be making enough money that they can see a return on their investment of hiring a tax strategist, but also have lots more options available to them when they're on a 1099, considering, you know, doing an S election and being taxed as an S corp, or they're already an S corp. What do you do for those folks?
Yeah. So first we evaluate whether the S corp election's worth it for them. So we want to see at least 50 to 75,000 in net income. And part of it depends on, like, if you have another W-2 and things like that. So we look at the whole picture to make sure it's worth it for you. You're going to be doing that 1099 gig for longer than a year usually. So if we do the S corp, there's some things we can do there, set up the retirement accounts. There's a lot more deductions we can look at, having either your vehicle or accountable plan set up for you, just any expenses that we can put towards the business. But we really want to focus on, like, the deductions that are saving you taxes that you aren't having to spend extra money on. Because if you're having to spend $100 to save $35, that's usually not a wise investment unless you need that otherwise.
Yeah. Now, when we start talking about tax strategizing, there are some people out there that are more aggressive than others and get into strategies, or sometimes referred to as audit lottery kind of strategies. You know, we're starting to talk about things like charitable conservation easements, the way people are claiming home offices or their business vehicle use. You know, they're trying to have their business buy a really heavy vehicle, for instance, or, you know, some of the more outrageous ones I've seen are buying tax credits from native tribes, actually. And I've seen an entire company that revolves everything around hiring your kids and paying your kids and getting money into their Roth accounts. Well, how do you think about some of those more aggressive, controversial tax strategies when it comes to your clients?
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on the strategy, but let's take having your kids in the business, for instance. So that's one that we get a lot of questions on. The kids, I always like to ask the client, would you hire someone else's kid to do this job for this amount of pay? So that's kind of the question I like to ask with some of those. And typically, like, if they have an Airbnb and they want to pay their kid $5,000 a model for their Airbnb, usually the answer is no. So we throw that out. But if they have, like, a 16-year-old that goes over and cleans Airbnb all the time, like, that's usually a typical investment that we'll allow. So as long as they're being paid a reasonable wage. Some of the others, like the vehicle, we want to make sure the business use percentage is there. You're tracking your mileage. Same with home office. We want to make sure it's actually home office and not just your basement that has no business use. So we're just looking at things like that just to make sure, in the case you are audited, because sometimes they are random and sometimes they are targeted, and you just want to make sure that you have your ducks in a row, and we make sure that we're comfortable with what we're filing as well.
So if somebody wanted to hire Taxtra, what should they expect to pay?
Yeah, so individual returns, we start at 850, so that's kind of our base rate. And then if you want to include some planning, usually somewhere between 1500 to 2000 for an individual return. Business returns start at 1200, so usually that's for like a rental partnership of two partners, and it goes up from there. And then monthly accounting, we go about $400 a month and then go up from there depending on complexity and number of transactions, things like that.
So if somebody comes to you with 30 K-1s and 12 rental properties and wants to start not only strategizing with it, but having you prepare returns, are they going to be up there pushing the five-figure amount to do all that?
Yeah, we probably, I mean, If you're 30K ones, 12 rental properties, yeah, you're going to be close to that five-figure mark. So obviously everybody's different. So it depends on how many states are involved and things like that. So maybe 8K to 12K, somewhere in there.
Okay. If somebody's interested in working with you, what's the best way other than going to whitecoatinvestor.com/taxstra, that's T-A-X-S-T-R-A, or going to taxstra.com? Well, what are the next steps?
Yeah. So we'll have a landing page for Whitecoat Investors to come visit. So it's taxstra.com/WCI. That'll get us a 30-minute exploratory call with some of our staff to discuss what you have going on, if we can help you. If we don't think we can help you, or if we're too high priced for what you need, we'll tell you. I mean, we'll be honest with you and just say we're probably not a good fit, but I think we're a good fit for a lot of Whitecoat investor community. So go to taxstra.com/WCI, and then we can put our socials in the show notes.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian, and thanks for what you're doing for Whitecoat investors.
Thank you, Jim.